With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Montana reported 162 new lab-confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus today from more than 1,700 test results. More than 1,700 people are sick with the COVID-19 illness statewide. That includes 125 patients who are hospitalized. The State Department of Corrections is suspending inmate transfers to state prisons from Yellowstone County Detention Center in Billings, Cascade County Detention Center in Great Falls, and Bighorn County Jail because all three are experiencing outbreaks of COVID-19. Authorities overseeing jails in Billings and Great Falls had pressed state officials to remove some inmates to reduce crowding. According to Corrections spokesperson Carolyn Bright, there's not a set expiration for the suspension. The federal government has opened a cold case office in Anchorage, Alaska, to focus on missing Alaska Native and American Indian women. It's sixth such office to open in the country since last month, with a final office set to open later in Nashville. The government says there are 1,500 open cold cases of missing or murdered women, and about 300 of those are in Alaska. The number leads the nation. The second highest case count is in Arizona, where an office just opened outside Phoenix. Other offices are in Bloomington, Minnesota, Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. As real estate prices and rent continue to rise in Bozeman, a new large-scale affordable living project has moved one step closer to becoming a reality. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
City commissioners Tuesday night voted unanimously in favor of the Arrowleaf Park and Perennial Park development plan in North Bozeman. Commissioner Terry Cunningham put it this way.
If a genie were to pop out of a lamp and say, I'll give you one wish to address Bozeman's big problems right now, and I made that wish would look a lot like this.
The development proposal includes over 200 long-term affordable rental units for people making between 50 and 70% of the area median income of over $60,000 a year. Perennial Park would provide housing for active seniors, that is, people over 55 years of age who don't need assistance, and space for Community Health Partners medical, dental, and mental health clinics, as well as a pharmacy. Arrowleaf Park would offer family housing, a community center, and an early child care center run by the nonprofit Family Promise in collaboration with Montana State University. The more than $60 million development is a partner project between Human Resource Development Council in Bozeman and GMD Development, a Seattle-based company. City Manager Jeff Mihalik said Bozeman has a goal of adding 200 to 300 affordable housing units each year.
This is going to put a significant dent in it, and I will say, we have a long, long way to go.
Bozeman needs around 6,000 more housing units by 2025, according to a community needs assessment the city released last year. The rise in real estate prices and rent haven't slowed down with the coronavirus pandemic. The Montana Free Press reports people looking to escape urban areas hit especially hard by the pandemic have been moving to the Bozeman, Missoula, and Flathead areas. While the commissioner's green light for the Arrowleaf Park and Perennial Park plan was a significant step, developers still need approval for a low-income housing tax credit from the Montana Board of Housing before breaking ground this fall. The developer's timeline to complete the project is November next year. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
Air quality is listed as moderate and good across western Montana this afternoon. That's according to the Department of Environmental Quality. Smoke continues to blow into the state from massive wildfires burning in California. Fires burning in Idaho and Montana are also adding to the haze, according to the modeling on the Air Pact map from Washington State University. According to the Lolo National Forest, rain Tuesday afternoon stunted new growth on the 2000 Cinnabar fire burning 10 miles east of Stevensville and 15 miles south of I-19 in the Rock Creek drainage. Officials say smoke and visibility is making firefighters work more difficult, including aerial observations to measure the fire's size. The entire Welcome Creek wilderness, along with some adjacent trails and roads, remain closed because of the fire. The Long Gulch fire burning in an active logging unit within the 7 Mag timber sale is now 10 acres. It's about 5 miles northeast of St. Regis. Earlier this week, a timber processor and several log decks were damaged in the fire. A spokesperson for the Lolo National Forest says the fire was 15% contained this morning and expected to be 50% contained tonight. The Bear Creek fire continues to burn more than 11,500 acres in the Lemhi Pass area, 29 miles east of Salmon, Idaho, is 70% contained. An update provided by the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest says fire behavior was expected to be quiet today. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.